DW.
If you look right around the lab, we have got only those desktops. There is need for speakers, projectors, whiteboards. Those are some of the resources which we do not have, and printers we do not have.
Memory Muwawa is an ICT teacher at Makumbe Central Primary School in a very remote part of the Buhera district in the Manicaland province of eastern Zimbabwe. The school buildings are surrounded by cornfields, dry shrubs and bush, 27 kilometers from Murambinda, the next town. The classroom floors are polished, the walls freshly painted, and the paths sneaking through the school grounds are well kept. Despite the school's neat appearance, resources are scarce, explains the slim 35-year-old teacher with large glasses. While the school of around 280 pupils has an ICT lab, equipment is lacking. Often five or six pupils have to share one of the few computers, some of which are out of order. An even bigger challenge is the lack of textbooks.
We do not have textbook. The school is trying. We might have one at the other point, one at the other point, but the textbook needs also to be given to the pupils. So that if you have got 20 pupils or 40 pupils per class, each pupil should have, or a pair, or just a pair, should have to share the book and look at what you might need to teach them. So the teacher will only have the book, but the pupils won't have the access for the textbooks.
The walls of Muwawa's ICT lab are covered with lovingly crafted signs and drawings, explaining computer parts, how to download documents, how to connect to the internet. According to the teacher, there's an obvious solution to overcoming the lack of teaching material.
Wi-Fi will need it for research. We do not have adequate resources like textbooks, which might give us the current information. If you look in some of our textbooks, they are of the old age, they are of long back. So if we have Wi-Fi, we will be talking of the current things which are happening in day-to-day life. So without Wi-Fi, it's very difficult. It's a challenge. We really need it.
However, providing internet to rural, sparsely populated areas is often not economically attractive to large internet and telecommunications companies. So optical fiber infrastructure is typically inadequate in the countryside. The cost of satellite connections is well beyond the reach of all but a select few, and mobile data coverage is often expensive, slow, and patchy. In Zimbabwe, the lack of internet connectivity in some areas poses an increasing challenge, as over the last few years, the country has introduced a new e-curriculum in schools, promoting the adoption of new technologies in every aspect of education.
ICT is a cross-cutting area, which includes almost every subject. If we talk of mathematics, ICT plays a pivotal role. If we talk of science, ICT plays a pivotal role. The teaching, as we are talking nowadays, we are trying to shift from the chalkboards to interactive boards. It will encompass all subjects.
Godfrey Chimbwanda is the district schools inspector for Buhera. His office is located in Murambinda, a small town with about 3,000 inhabitants, some 240 kilometers from the capital, Harare. The area is poor, comprising predominantly communal lands, former tribal trust lands, as they were known during the Rhodesian era, once designated for black-only settlement. So far, only a handful of the 214 schools in the district are online. Even fewer have a proper computer lab, the 53-year-old explains.
This is one of the major stumbling blocks we are facing as a district. Our schools are rural, and the backbone support to their day-to-day running is from the community, poor peasant farmers, who are even finding it hard for themselves to make ends meet. So the funding for those schools is quite difficult.
Yeah, Zimbabwe has been lagging in terms of internet connectivity and other modern things, because there was an era which was too political, I can say. But this time around, with this new dispensation, they are accommodating everyone. They are saying less politics, but development front seat. This is what they are saying.
Farai Bishi sits at one of the 10 or so computers in Murambinda's only internet cafe. It is a converted shipping container situated in the heart of the town's market area. Here, women sell second-hand clothes from large piles on the ground. Others have shoe polish, nail varnish, and photocopied schoolbooks on offer. Ice cream vendors chime their little bells to get the attention of kids tugging at their parents' arms. Minibus conductors shout out their destinations. A steady stream of customers files in and out of the internet cafe, writing applications for universities, filing their tax returns, photocopying and printing documents, laminating ID cards, or just going online. Farai is one of three brothers, amongst other volunteers, who set up the non-profit organization Murambinda Works in 2001 to provide internet connectivity to their community. They have also trained headmasters, teachers, hospital staff and local government officials in all things ICT.
So we have been behind with internet connectivity. The internet gadgets are very expensive to import or to buy. And in other areas, like in rural areas, the mobile signals cannot reach there because the towers are being built in a lower range area with low signal, so they cannot get enough signal. So if we happen to build a very good internet connection, according to our survey, we are going to cover most of those areas with special schools.
The Bishi brothers are now aiming to provide internet not just to the people coming to their container, but also to bring connectivity to others in far-flung corners of the Buhara district. With a grant from the Internet Society, a non-profit organization that supports people who are getting their own communities online, they are also going to set up masts and antennas to beam signals from the internet cafe to schools as far as 40 kilometers away. Community networks like these are becoming viable alternatives to providing remote areas with fast and reliable internet. The networks are built using low-end equipment and are often owned and sustained by members of the community. Modern technologies are a must, explains Farai Bishi, even though he prefers his modest farm, an hour's walk from Murambinda, to his house in town. It's quiet and peaceful, he says, but due to the lack of electricity and internet coverage on his farm, he cannot spend as much time there as he would like to. He needs to be connected to do work for the internet cafe and Murambinda Works, and he wants to plant some new crops on his farm, for which he also needs the internet.
With the technology again, I want to plow some potatoes. I can do my research over the internet and to see how are they being grown. What kind of disease are they likely to be attacked on, in every stage up to their production. So I need the technology to plow on of the crop as well as to sell them. I will then advertise my product on the internet.
Access to knowledge and sharing of ideas is what motivated the 36-year-old to set up a community network.
If you can learn, you know you have a lot of wisdom. But if you don't, if you doesn't learn, you can know nothing. You can just rely on believing without proper knowledge. So it's good to learn. Past times, we need to buy a newspaper to read. The newspapers from Harare. If we don't get a newspaper from Harare, then we run out of news. But these days, we are just getting worldwide news from the internet. And people like news. They want to hear what is happening in the world. Health-wise, we want to search for good, healthy activities. For our kids, even for myself, the new curriculum of Zimbabwe, it is based on internet research. So it would be a very big boost for our school children to make use of internet. It is very difficult to have libraries. It's expensive to buy books than to search them over the internet. It's quite cheaper and it's quite manageable. In internet, there's nothing like termites which can destroy the books.
To sustain their community network, the Bishi brothers plan to charge schools for connectivity, though at rates well below those of commercial providers. For those that cannot afford it, they plan to build revenue-generating fish ponds and gardens, monitored by so-called Internet of Things devices that will, for example, check water conditions and issue alerts at feeding times. Joseph Bishi, Farai's younger brother, explains that there will also be a hotspot around the container, and locals will be able to purchase vouchers, allowing them to access the Wi-Fi for a certain period of time. They also plan to offer private connections for homes and businesses. The 30-year-old believes that their project will also be an incentive for young people to stay in their community.
A lot of people, they really go after greener pastures. It's not bad, it's good for survival. But, you know, sometimes you need to be grateful to what you have received from the community. Just imagine, from my childhood, I was taught, I went to school, I learned how to appreciate certain things. From that very community, from those teachers that stayed in that community, I received treatment from the same people, and you know, they contribute to my well-being, to my upbringing, and I have to give back something which I have also as a way of saying thank you and as a way of acknowledging what they've done for me.
The Bishi brothers and Murambinda Works still have a long way to go. But they are confident that the perseverance that has brought them this far will also help them achieve their goal of connecting their remote community with the rest of the world. Joseph Bishi is convinced this project will not end in Murambinda and will inspire people all over the country.
DW.